From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Seven Nine Six Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck. I am your host, Dana. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the round of applause. That was unexpected, but appreciated. I am your host, Dan O'Donohue. With me, to my left, is Mr. Spencer Hicks.
Yes!
There he is.
Woo!
Hot!
So cute!
To his left, Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
He's got three nipples.
Oh. Sexy.
To my right, Mr. Derek Smith. March 27th. 2009. This is the first ever Podcast Don't Suck being hosted, being featured by lookatokc.com.
That's
Let's
right.
Give a big round
You've
of
been
applause.
Practicing all afternoon and you still stumbled on it.
Let me try again. Lookatokc.com.
Yay!
Was that better?
I sound like a robot.
I wonder why no one applauded for Derek.
You brought this on yourself.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank Nicholas Tankersley, our producer in the
That's
booth.
That's right. Uber producer.
He has a fist in the air, and you might
Nick
be able
Tank.
To hear him.
Faintly through glass.
No, stay. Stay in there.
That was him. All right.
That door's locked, right?
I think it is.
Stay inside the box, right?
Very good, Derek. Very good. All right. We thought that a lot of people, hopefully hundreds of you, have never heard of us and don't know who we are. So we thought we would do a couple of things to help people know who we are and get to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, isn't that a good idea?
I think that's a very good idea.
Also, I almost forgot this. Brad Chad Porter is going to play us in and out with a little bit of music on his Remo practice pad. Give us a little bit of that, Brad.
That was really good.
Was that it, though? I mean, do it one more time. Yeah. Maybe it'll be better. Oh, that's going to be bad.
The first one was better.
It was better the first
I've
time.
I've got spirit. Really, it's like listening to like a bad high school band.
Do it again.
Do it. Yay.
Don't change it or anything for the love of Pete. Just never mind.
It's a practice pad.
Charge.
He plays what he knows how to play.
So anyway, we thought that it would be fun for people to get a chance to know us, and not just by us saying our names and our jobs, because that's not, you shouldn't judge people by that. And
that's boring anyway.
And you know, some of us don't have jobs
right
in the room.
Okay.
And I don't want to name names.
Don't.
But if you're hiring, my name's Dan O'Donohue. I have a bachelor's in fine arts. I'm really looking for a job. So what we thought we would do is play an icebreaker game. Brad brought a book from his days of being a minister. Brad, could you get out the book and let's see what you got here, buddy? That sounded like a book.
No, I got it. I got a book here from my days as a minister called "Breaking the Ice Gently" by Dr. Carl Fargson.
I've seen a movie like that, I think.
Breaking the Ice Gently. That sounds nice.
The Carl Fargson?
The doctor himself.
The Dr. Carl Fargson.
Oh, I love his work.
All right, Brad, what do you think we should do?
Dr. Fargson suggests that you play a game of Have You Ever.
I love that game.
To get to know one another.
Describe that game to me.
Well, it's a game that you play. Okay. You ask the group, have you ever? And then, you know, you just...
You answer whether or not you've done what someone says. Like, have you ever blank? And then you have to say yes or no. And we get to know you by the things you have and have not done.
Right. And then if you have done it, you have to take a drink.
You have to take it. You have to drink.
Of what?
Root beer.
Of root beer.
Okay. I'm all in.
All right, Brad.
I learned that from playing poker.
Oh.
That there's a poker term.
I haven't had root beer in like so long.
It's really refreshing.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Good start. You got one for Spencer?
Never have I.
Wait, what?
Hang on. I have never. Is that how you started?
Have you ever?
Have you ever read a book called Breaking the Ice Gently?
Take a drink.
No. I have.
Okay.
I went to the lecture series. Does that count?
Yes, drink.
Wow. Lame.
Drink or the rest of the show is going to be stupid.
Speaking of which, the sad part is, you know what? This is flawed because we don't know who's taking a drink, so no one's learning anything.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't...
Everybody so far has answered yes to all these questions.
I think it's more that we want
to drink. No, wait a minute.
I
never read the book Breaking the Ice Gently.
Well, you drank. Anyway,
all right, Derek, you do one more. I have something else that
this
I want to
do. This is the problem with drinking games.
Yeah. Derek, you do one more, and then I want to move on.
By the way, I think the problem with drinking games is nudity. It's an awkward, not enough or too much.
That's optional.
Yeah.
No one said you had to get naked there.
I'm not. Frankly. But some of my uglier friends, they... Anyway.
If you're naked right now, take a drink. Dan?
I'm sorry, what?
All right. Have you ever played this game with very close friends?
No.
No.
Never.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like close friends you've known for a long time.
Oh. No.
No.
No? Don't. Ever. Because it's a terrible idea.
I was insinuating none of you were close friends.
That's right. What I was trying to get at too.
I'm with you on that. We are not close friends. We do this for the money, and that's the only reason we do it.
It's the only reason why I'm involved.
But like I played this exact same game with a bunch of my high school friends. And like it started off fun and we were trying to be creative. And eventually it just became calling out people. Like, never have I ever said this horrible thing to a woman in a sexual encounter. And then like, Jacob, drink. Never have I ever been naked out in somebody's lawn. Dan, drink.
I don't remember that.
No.
I wasn't a part of that.
No. It was a different Dan.
That was a different Dan.
That was a very, that's a very common name. You could have gotten away with it.
It is. Well, okay. That's true. All right. Well, then I want to do, I realized something else. Yeah, I'll take a drink. I realized something else. I think we should briefly describe what we're wearing because I feel like that is a very descriptive element. Because right now, Spencer, you go first. What are you wearing right now?
I am wearing a pair of slacks and a button-down shirt.
A very nice button-down shirt.
I've removed my tie because
it's...
We're here to hang out. We're having a good time to entertain people, so yeah.
Right. Okay, Brad, what are you wearing?
I am wearing a pair of khakis. And I'm wearing a generic, no particular team hoodie.
What?
That is very generic. It says, go team. It does say, show us your mug.
Tailgate party.
Okay, so it was supposed to be funny, but they failed.
Chugging for the team. See what I mean? See how it's appropriate? Anyway. And then Derek, tell us what you're wearing right now.
Don't laugh so hard.
I'm not laughing.
Okay. He was laughing at Brad.
I am wearing a blue pair of Dickies that are stained with white spray paint.
Okay, that's true.
A worn-in, very disgusting pair of New Balance shoes that need to be thrown away.
But they're comfy.
Yeah, except for they're rough. Anyway. And a... high school football shirt that I got for playing on the team and a hoodie that says Soulmates across it that my girlfriend gave to me before she broke up with me. And a button that says Reader, which I think is ironic because I don't read. I listen to audiobooks all the time.
That's true.
And a button for the NIMS, which has two little Asian kids on it, one crying.
Well, the... Maybe you should explain that's a band.
Yeah, they're a band.
It's a band of your friends.
My friends.
Who aren't children anymore.
Right, no, but it's... Okay. Anyway.
James and David Nim. James and David Nim.
Woo, what's up?
The Nims fame.
Check them out. They're good. And see, and then I have...
You should check them out. You get niminated.
I'm wearing a pair of new Balances.
Yeah, they look good.
Thank you. And then just denim jeans, and then a baseball tee with the word NASA written on it.
Screw the moon.
The moon is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Spencer. Wow.
I love that. That's from a movie.
From a movie?
I bet. I'll tell you, if you you can actually go onto imdb.com.
That's right.
And you look up, who directed that?
I don't know.
Nick Tankersley co-directed.
Nick Tankersley co-directed.
Shout out.
Was a co-director. I don't know who the other name was.
I don't know
was.
Who it was. I think but you can search. You
it
can
was
search.
Dan.
Oh, that's right. I did it. This is one of my films. I'm a filmmaker, everybody. I make films that are shot on film.
Such a pompous person. I use real film.
I don't shoot on video and say I'm filming stuff.
I'm an artist. Do you understand? I'm very sophisticated.
I took classes at OU. Called Film One.
All right.
It's Moonbase 5. That's the name of it.
And I got a
plug our own stuff.
And right. Toot my own horn.
And I got a... I did pretty well. I got a B. I did pretty well.
Grading system says that's above average.
I think that brings up another segment I want to do this week.
Oh, let Brad bring us in.
Oh,
another segment.
What's the name of your segment there?
It's called Movie Quote. All right, I'm gonna say a movie quote, and I want you guys to guess because I researched this before.
We actually had Nick Cannon come in to play that
from the movie
from the Drumline.
Fame from the movie Drumline. He also married Mariah Carey recently. Does that freak anyone else out? They got married. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. I'm not even kidding.
Nick Cannon's hilarious.
He's hilarious, Daddy.
When you were 10, did you figure that Mariah Carey was gonna be a cougar?
I'd be like, no.
Like, how does that work? How do you even...
Well, no, because she was married to that really rich guy. Yeah. Like her record producer or whatever. And then she kind of went the other way.
All right.
Movie quotes.
Movie quote.
movie quotes. Wait, no, we got to do it again. Movie quotes, Brad.
Very good.
He's excellent.
Fails at the smallest of things.
You know what? He has a scholarship for that kind of junk. Do you guys realize that? He got a scholarship to college doing this. A scholarship.
Well, it was a Bible college.
Yeah, good point.
It wasn't a Bible college. That's not true.
For his audition, you just had to, like, walk around a building 7 times until it fell down.
All right, what do you got, Brad? Or Derek? I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm so drunk.
All right, the quote is Mariana. She said, I'd buy you a beer, but you burned down, you blew up my bar. That's what it is. I'd buy you a beer.
Hey, let's try that again.
I'd buy you a beer, but you blew up my bar.
I have a guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't her name. Is it from Indiana Jones?
No.
It's from Cocktail.
Nope.
The bar didn't blow up in Cocktail.
I don't know. It sounds like something. I don't think she said it, because when they were standing outside the bar, she was like, I'm your GD partner, holding the thing.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
I got no guess.
Holding the little staff head.
It was Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone?
Brad, do you have a guess? Yeah, those were wrong, by the way.
Ghostbusters.
No.
Stop. You're just embarrassing yourself. Brad?
Young Frankenstein.
Nope.
Tootie Tootie Bang Bang?
Nope.
Will you just tell us?
What's the Rundown.
What?
With Sean William Scott?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was awesome.
That was directed by Dan O'Donohue, right?
I believe it was. Wasn't it? Dan O'Donohue, filmmaker? I'm a filmmaker, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
All right, that'll do it for movie quotes.
Thanks for closing it up there. Do one more time. Beautiful. I love it. The best idea we've had in forever.
I could have gone with an easier one.
Okay, we did that. We did this. Let's go ahead and go. Oh, get ready to play again. We're going into WIMGO, things you should do next week.
Yes. Yes.
Boom. What? We don't even need you. Hold on. You do it. I'll go with you on this one. All right. That was better.
Cut.
That was better, I think. All right, these are things that are listed at WIMGO.com, and they are things to be doing around Oklahoma for the next week. And all four of us picked out something that we all thought looked interesting and thought we'd pass it on to you lovely folks. Mine up first is the play The Left Hand Singing is going to be at – oh, okay. Spencer saw it. What do you think, Spencer?
I thought it was fantastic. It's starring one Misty Pryor. And some other people.
It's an ensemble cast.
There are more people. There are
Collins in it.
There's not like a one woman show.
In it, Ty, and I don't know anyone else's name.
All right, great. They'll appreciate that, I'm sure. The Left Hand Singing is at a Carpenter Square Theater, Friday, March 20th through Saturday, April 11th, 2009. Everyone should get out there and support your local community theater.
State Center, really good show. Go see it.
State Center, really good show. I think tickets are like $18 or something like that. Maybe
somewhere
cheaper.
In that ballpark.
Maybe even cheaper. All right, go ahead, Spencer. What do you got for us?
Okay. I know you guys have been waiting for this. It's that season. Maximum Dodgeball of Dale City. Has
Dale
leagues
City.
Forming right this very moment.
Maximum Dodgeball.
Playing Mondays, some Maximum Dodgeball.
Mondays through Saturdays,
Dodge
you
it.
Can go down there. And for if you guys didn't know, well, I mean, they take the Lord's Day off. For obvious reasons, but Maximum Dodgeball of Dale City is Oklahoma's premier dodgeball facility.
Hey,
I know you guys have been going to those rickety rack, flim flam dodgeball facilities. This one's state of the art. They've got balls properly inflated to 12 psi.
Premier dodgeball facility.
So leagues are now forming. The balls are flying.
That's literally what it says.
It literally says that on the.
There are balls flying.
Yes. All right, what do you got, Brad? It's the Maximum Dodgeball League.
Monday. Don't miss Mondays Don't Suck at Speakeasy on 51st and Western, the north side of Oklahoma City.
What's the date on that?
Monday.
This coming Monday.
The 29th?
The 29th.
March 29th. 30th.
30th.
03. Monday the 30th. Comedy Variety Show. Come see it live. Comedy here in Oklahoma City for
videos,
free.
Comedians.
Yeah, free show. Come out.
Get
games.
Get drunk.
All right, great. Derek, wrap it up.
All right. Mine is actually on April 15th.
Woo!
It's Texas. Fast Lane to Love. Singles, bowling, and speed dating.
So balls are flying.
Wait a minute. That was... No, that's that was maximum. Mine. That's maximum dodgeball.
I think it
dodge
worked.
It.
I think
dodge
it still it. Works, though.
Yeah, it does.
What is yours again? Say it again, Derek.
Fast Lane to Love. Singles, bowling, and speed dating.
Say, give us the dates on that.
It's on April 15th, and it's at Red Pin.
Oh, that's yeah. actually really nice.
Ooh, Red Pin. I like Red nice. Pin.
Yeah. All right. If you guys have
you guys
any other...
Are, half of you guys are married.
So?
I'm going.
I'm
going
to go. I like bowling. What is that?
Yeah.
I'll leave the ring at home.
Yeah, that gets in the way. That's on his bowling finger.
I'm a bowling hand. I'm a lefty when a bowl.
Gotta take it off my bowling finger.
All right. If you have any more questions or want to find any more info about these live events, go to wimgo.com. And you, these are all real, we swear. So go and check them out. Thank you. Moving on to a classic 796 Entertainment sketch, the Red Box Pick of the Week.
Red Box Pick of the Week. What movie? Choose
$1 million movies worth a dollar. All right, my Redbox pick of the week is Australia. Australia.
Ooh. Hugh Jackman.
I want to
see that.
Nicole Kidman.
For a dollar.
For a dollar, I'll see that film. I didn't see it in the theaters.
Baz Luhrmann's next last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he die?
No, I mean, it's the last movie he made.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, most recent.
Yeah.
Most recent film. All right, what do you got?
Dan O'Donohue's last film. Ever shot.
Shot recently. I'm a filmmaker.
Oh, right. I chose Milk.
Oh, why did you choose Milk?
It's a story about some gay guy.
Harvey Milk.
And he goes to Washington. It's like the modern day Mr. Smith
goes to Washington.
Do you know the story at all?
Did you see the film? You're supposed to be making a recommendation.
Yeah, you go see it.
Oh, I didn't see Australia. It
no,
was a film that I would want to see for a dollar.
Yeah, I actually know about the story. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for him to go watch it because if that's your take on what it is, get ready. It's a little bit different than that.
All right, Brad, what do you got for us?
I got Role Models. I chose Role Models.
It's a solid comedy.
I felt
solid.
Like I would break from the Oscar theme.
All right.
Except in this way, I believe that Role Models deserves an Oscar for best use of kiss in an original screenplay, because that was fantastic.
I think maybe you should let the audience know that you are an obscene kiss fan.
There's nothing obscene about it.
Yeah, well, why
it's mob scene.
Why aren't you wearing pants? That's what makes
tell
it obscene.
Us that. Tell us that.
Paul Stanley makes me touch myself.
Okay, fine.
Obscene.
Oh,
some about that man's
Paul
dulcet tones.
Why?
What? Why Paul Stanley? Not Gene?
Yeah. Not Ace Frehley?
Don't make me. You're trying to make me choose between my children. Like,
hell,
I would
pick
not
do that.
Audrey.
Peter Criss. Peter Criss any day before Paul Stanley. That
Peter
man
Criss.
Is annoying.
Ace Frehley.
Oh.
Isn't that the one that painted himself like a cat?
No,
that's
Peter
Criss,
the drummer.
Criss. Get it right for freak's sake. What are
you calling?
Keep going.
But meow. I can't come home right now.
Meow. Beautiful. Oh, give us. No, all right. All right. So, Role Models. That looks good. Derek, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Twilight.
Why?
Well, for the obvious reason that I already bought it and watched it twice.
Did you buy it from Redbox?
You know, I remember that. We went to a movie that night, the night that they were doing the 12 o'clock release of the DVD, and there were about 35 14-year-old girls and Derek.
Yep.
And I just thought he was being perverted. Turns out he's actually a fan of the books.
I can't. They are such trash.
Well, I mean,
I love them.
What do you think about 14-year-old girls or the book?
The book. Is, okay. I mean, it's terrible. It's written poorly, but it is. It's like YouTube. You can't stop watching the next ridiculous thing that comes up. Like, oh, there's a little kid and he took Prozac. Oh, he's freaking out.
That happens in the book?
No.
Or just YouTube?
Yeah, like YouTube.
That's how you become a vampire.
There you go.
Oh, Nick, the producer, just brought up a creepy picture. I guess that's the poster for the film?
Yep.
Creepy?
Yeah, look at his eye. It's all glowy.
Oh, no,
and
yeah, well,
pale?
He has his eyes change color.
She's like
I'm sorry, I'm giving away.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Nerd alert.
Wow, that was
lame.
Spoiler alert!
That's the worst thing that's ever been recorded to.
No, it's not.
Somebody.
Have you heard Kiss? Never mind.
Yes.
No. Was it somebody was talk talking about?
We could talk about cat and veterinarians.
Somebody was talking about spoilers. They were doing spoilers for the movie Twilight.
What do you mean they were doing spoilers?
On some website. Twilight. Before the movie came out, they were saying, "Oh, don't read this. It's got spoilers in it." Yeah, there's a whole. It's a book. It was a book
That's
first.
True.
Everybody knows the story.
Did, now, was the book different from the film?
No. The film's just a shorter version of it. It's like the cliff notes of the book.
You know, they're working on the next one already. They're already cranking it out.
Good.
Gotta get it going.
I know. There's four of them already out.
That's going to save me a lot of reading.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Actually, I'm going to preach it. Brad works in an audiobook store. I am hooked on the audiobooks.
I think it's a good way to go when you don't like to read.
Yeah, I can't read at all.
Well, you can't. I mean,
I can't.
You know, like,
he's functionally illiterate.
I get 7 or 8 minutes in, and I'm just like, I'm tired. That's a beating. What is that, like 1,000 words? Whoa, my brain can't handle this.
God, I've been going at this for minutes, whole minutes. I'm exhausted. I'm the same way.
It takes me like 2 or 3 minutes a page. But don't act like I'm retarded.
You're reading backwards? Well, I don't know, actually. It depends on the page and the font and all that junk. I imagine that these Twilights aren't, you know, brain busters. Aren't they for little kids? I don't know anything about the books.
I just know
they're like the new Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Is that what it...
Have you ever wanted
to
be...
tweens, I would say.
More for tweens? Well, Harry Potter was for tweens, though.
You're a tween.
Thank you. Or jerk. Jerk? I'm offended. I think let's go ahead and close up Redbox Pick of the Week there, Bradley. Close it up.
Redbox Pick of the Week. Go get one for a book.
Twilight.
All right, now I want to do something on the show. It's going to be blank versus blank, and it's where two of us do an impression. It's kind of an impression off.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. And this week.
You hype up your corner, man. I'll hype up mine.
All right. This week, we've got Ray versus Ray.
Get going.
Do it. Yeah. You ready for this?
No.
All right, you guys ready? This week, in the blue corner, we've got Derek Smith, and in the red corner, we've got Brad Chad Porter, both doing a Ray Romano impression. And
it's going to be bad.
Who's going to start? Who?
Brad starts.
Brad starts it.
Brad starts.
Mm-hmm. And bell sound. Ding, ding.
You're going down, Ray. You won't believe it. My brother's huge. My mom is crazy. She wants to have sex with me. That didn't really happen on the show. Please tell me that. It kind of did one time.
Oh, no.
It was really weird. I think I want to throw up. Oh. What, you never watched the show?
Never. Watch the show once.
Don't break character. You're losing points now.
I never watched the show. I was on it. The show was on
good
television
save.
For 9 years.
That was a good save by Derek Smith there.
I am too busy watching my kids. They're crazy. They throw stuff at my head.
Strong.
What are you talking about watching your kids? They're always upstairs taking a nap. Or masturbating.
Those kids are really young. Lost points there.
They're twins.
I probably shouldn't say that. Nick kind of shot me the look. All right. I apologize to the listeners for losing my head. And Brad, I succumb to your amazing Ray Romano.
We've got a winner, Mr. Brad Chad Porter with Ray Romano.
Winner by submission in the first round.
How's it feel, Brad? The big winner this week of info on Ray versus Ray.
Carnegie f***ing Hall.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay,
yeah.
We can bleep it out.
Oh. Well, I feel like I got cheated now.
You're fine.
I want a rematch tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We're going to do a rematch. All right, let's close it up for this week. Ray versus Ray. The winner, Brad Chad Porter.
He's robbed.
There's a picture of Ray Romano.
Man.
This is visual, people.
He is a handsome man.
He's doing well for himself.
I want to know what his comedy was like before he became Ray Romano.
You never saw him do stand-up?
I saw him do stand-up, but like, it was, yeah. I mean, that
it was after...
I want to say, like, the formation of him. Before he had kids, he probably did comedy. And I want to see what that was like. He's like,
well, yeah, he did
you
comedy
wouldn't believe
for-
it. I'm stuck in traffic. And everybody's like, boo. I don't why care. He- why you sound like that? You're so weird.
Why does he sound like Kermit? He does sound like Kermit. Anyway, I think we've made fun of Ray long enough. Spencer, hold on. All right, so we appreciate everyone listening, so we were going to give you a little bit of a treat to take back to the office, to your home, in the form of Spencer's Joke of the Week. So anyway, Spencer, you got a joke for our listeners this week?
Yes, these are jokes you can use at the office.
Okay, that's a good
place.
The
next day to make people think you're funnier than you really are.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's topical. And so if this stimulus package works, you'll have better use it now. Okay.
So you got to use it before the stimulus package works.
That's right. Got if it doesn't, this thing's gold. Okay.
Sure, the dollar's worthless.
Right.
But this joke?
Gold.
That was a thinker.
Okay. In this economy, you don't even have to go to a masseuse to be pressed for money.
And that was Spencer Hicks' joke of the week. Brad's writing something down instead of playing his Remo pad, Remo practice pad. Whenever
okay,
ready,
no,
Brad.
Wait a minute. That was just a practice joke.
Oh, you got another one?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a bonus joke.
Here
everybody.
It is. Because that one was kind of cutesy.
Okay.
So here we go.
We're going all the way this time.
All the way.
Through the looking glass, people.
Going all the way.
All of us.
This guy goes into a psychologist's office with his wife and daughter in tow. He drops his pants and takes off his daughter's.
Whoa! We can't play it.
Whoa! Spencer.
Icebergs.
You gotta.
No, okay. Well, hang on. That's not even the punchline.
Oh, what's the punchline?
The new.
So the doctor says, I'll take two.
Oh, gross. That's the worst part.
You can't tell that kind of joke on this show.
Yeah, we're trying not to do that. We're trying to keep it a little cleaner than that.
So you guys wanted the press for money joke?
That's press for money one. Joke was better.
Okay.
That was like risque. Go ahead and close up Spencer's joke of the week there, Brandon.
How come no one else sings for me?
Spencer's joke of the week.
That's better.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm very impressed. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Ray Romano, everybody.
Ray Romano, everybody.
Balls are flying.
Maximum.
Dodgeball, Del City.
Del.
Wrap it up. He was looking all angry at me.
Okay.
You look like an angry gay Forrest Gump doing that. I am angry with you.
All right.
Denny.
Gay is as gay does.
All right, thanks to all the listeners for checking us out. And we're going to be doing this for every week, every Friday. We appreciate you joining us for Breaking the Ice Gently this week. And we'd like to say thank you to lookatokc.com for hosting it. And they're just going to keep getting better. Trust us. So for 796 Entertainment and for Look at OKC, I've been Dan O'Donohue. With me's been
Spencer Hicks. Thank you, Nick Kingsley.
Mr. Bradshaw Porter.
Hey, yeah.
Derek Smith.
Thanks, Nick.
And this has been Podcast Don't Suck.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.